As Hashem continue with Tiferes Yisrael, Maral Tiferes Yisrael, Perek Tes, a new Perek, Shin number 24. The topic here in this Perek, HaTorah Mitzvah Yisrael Meviyos L'Dveikus B'Hashem. The Torah and its mitzvahs bring us to Dveikus in Hashem, to clinging to Hashem, closest to Hashem. Of course, it sounds like a similar topic to the previous Prakim, so let's see what the Maral has to tell us. Achosh Nizbailucha Dvar Me'ilu. After it has been clarified, these topics, that the mitzvahs are mitzarfayis ha'sa'odom mi'chumr yoysoy, that the mitzvahs refine a person from the physical goof that he is, machmas sha'mitzvahs aruchois al pi seder sichli, because the mitzvahs are organized according to the seder sichli. What's seder sichli? That's a Kodesh Baruch Hu's chachma, Hashem's wisdom, not seder enushi, not man's intellect, as was discussed in the previous Prakim Vav Zayin and Ches. Nivar Oid Hashela Rishoina. We go back to the first question that was discussed in the beginning of Perek Vav, which wasn't really answered yet fully. And the question is, Mamay Ilois Mitzvah Yisheena Niyoidim Taimam. How do mitzvahs that we do, that we don't know the reasons for, how do they help us? Now, we had mentioned that even if we don't know the reasons for the mitzvahs, it's still bringing us closer to Hashem. We had discussed that. I'm pausing for a second just to relate a ma'isa shahaya kachaya out of the press. I was taking off my talis and tefillin yesterday. Just next to me were two people having a conversation. One person was asking someone else, says, you know, I'm learning with somebody, and he wants to understand, you know, it's not so affiliated yet. He wants to understand more about the mitzvahs. What sefer does he says, what sefer do you suggest I learn with him? So they're talking about this sefer, that sefer, and then they mentioned, started talking about Derech Hashem. I'm thinking, Derech Hashem. I'm like, Derech Hashem. Like, how about someone like Aleph Beis? I mean, you know, is there, and then they start saying, yeah, the fourth paragraph, Derech Hashem, goes in the mitzvahs. I said, take out the sefer Taimei HaMitzvahs. It goes through a bunch of different reasons why you do mitzvahs. I mean, the reason why we do mitzvahs is because Hashem says so. But he's not holding by that. Then I suggested, I believe Rabbi Mordechai Becher has a sefer called Gateways to Judaism, something like this. I think he goes through that also. And there's another great sefer, Eliyahu Kitov, Rav Eliyahu Kitov, the Book of Our Heritage, Sefer Toidah. Also, he goes through explanations of why throughout the whole entire year of what we do is what we do. Beautiful. What did we learn over here in Maral? As he concluded the previous perek with the words, Gezeira Gezarti, this is a decree. Chugo Chakakti, these are my statutes. These are the reasons. These are the reasons. Because Hashem said so. That's why we do it. Now, are there times that people need a little more? 100%. And even after the fact, I mean, we have Sefer HaChinuch. There are a lot of Taimei HaMitzvahs. But even the Sefer HaChinuch, one of the Rishonim, that explains, and he wrote the Sefer for his son, 800 years ago approximately. That's not why we do the mitzvah. Continues the Maral. Hashela Rishonim. How does a person acquire the success through Ma'isa HaTorah? And he's mentioning here the philosophers. Like you said in the beginning of Perek Vav, and he said, "Yesh b'nei Adam, v'im anshe yichikri lev ahochim medarcha afilosefim, chikri medaitim esichlom al kol advarim." Yeah, the philosophers, and they philosophize, and they try to understand. Tamu b'neiem oid b'inin mitzvus ha'maisios. You know what's bothering them a lot? The mitzvus ha'maisios, the mitzvus of actions, the mitzvus that you do. What bothers them? How could it be possible a person can do a physical act, and through that physical act, merit a spiritual reward. In their mind, they can't comprehend that. How does a person do something physical, which will then earn him spiritual? In other words, the currency doesn't work. Imagine you go to the store. Imagine you have a child that goes to the store and wants to buy some candy. And the person behind the counter says, she's a little child, can barely see over the counter. Says, do you have money? And the child says, sure I do. And the child starts pulling out Monopoly money. And the man behind the counter says, excuse me, it's a little girl. He says, is your mother here with you in the store? Is your father here with you in the store? It's not going to work like this. That currency doesn't work. Now, how does she know? How does she know any better? She plays Monopoly. She could buy hotels. You could buy some candy. You could buy property. You could buy some licorice. The philosophers are bothered by how can you acquire merits, reward in Olam Haba, in the Olam Ruchni, when the currency you're dealing with is the currency of Gashmi. So, it's not the most craziest question. Right? It's a good question. V'amru, ma yoyul ma'isa Gashmi, ela nefesh likno yisa yideze shetichya netzach bo'ilam ha'nifdol. Says their difficulty is how can by doing a physical act earn you a spiritual reward? But there's no physical things over there. As Chazal tell us, we're sitting with spiritual crowns on our head, and will you be basking in the light of HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Do you know what that means? Because I have no idea what that means. And let me tell you something else. It's not possible for us to know what that means here in this world. We have limitations. Yitnu shem v'tiferes el aseichel v'ayidei hamuskolo yiziknu ha'odom nitzichyos v'yasu ha'mayisa ha'yishorim ha'toivim k'may t'chuna v'sulam. He says further in regards to the philosophers and their approach, there was a yadua, ki a philosophim heim oisim es seichel ikar. This is a quote from the Maral in the Chidusha Godis to Bechoyres, Chesmon Beis. He says the philosophers take their seichel and they make that the ikar. He says by the chachamim of Klal Yisrael, they say that's the utmost sheker. You're going to make your seichel the ikar? Now we know as Yidden, we put a yarmulke over our head. Yori Malko. One of the reasons why we're doing this, talking about reasons behind things, okay, it's because we're showing as great as our intellect is, there's something greater above us. And that's HaKadosh Baruch Hu's intellect, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's demands of us, responsibilities that we have to do to Hashem. The yarmulke is on top of the seichel. And as great as your seichel is, where did it come from? HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave it to you. So we know more than the Eibishto. It's absurd. But you know what? There are people that think they do. There are people that think they do. In fact, not only that, but like you just said, they could have put the yarmulke, it could have been the man to put the yarmulke on your shoulder, right? But it's specifically on the head, above the seichel. Now, let's go to the pictures of the Greeks. What do they do? They bedafka specifically have their head exposed. They have the little reef around the sides of their head. You know, that's like the original, like the maybe the first of those Bluetooths, that go by the ears, It just didn't connect to anything, right? So, but they, bedafka, we're not talking, it's just from the Shuas over here, but Yantav Shuas, that's more Hanukkah Torah, but they, bedafka, wanted to symbolize our Seichel, specifically by the Greeks, by Yavan. They wanted to show it's our chachma that is the top of the list. Nothing else above that. But he says over here, they climb this ladder of this philosophy, the sulam. He says, "V'yasu amaisim ha'yishar ma'atoyvim kimoy techun v'sulam ha'shiyagia behen elamus kolois u'mizeh ha'sulam naflu." And from this ladder of this intellectualism of human intellect, that's where they fall. They build up these thoughts, and they, because they think, these philosophers, that the greatest thing that we have is the seichel anushi, not realizing that there's something great above seichel anushi of human intellect, and that is the seichel of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that's the Torah HaKadoshah, and that's the mitzvahs, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us a guf which covers over, if you will, the neshama, which enables the guf to do the mitzvahs that the neshama will now merit Olam Haba. That's the connection over here. That's how we can, in this physical world, connect to the spiritual world. And he says further, he says, V'anachnu talmidei Moshe Rabbeinu olav shalom. Okay, what's Moshe's last name? Rabbeinu. So here's talmidim. V'anachnu talmidei Moshe Rabbeinu olav shalom. We are talmidim of Moshe Rabbeinu. And this is a regular approach that the Maral takes. As he says here in the bottom number 7, Darker shel maral lahamides talmidei Moshe Rabbeinu olav shalom l'umas deya haniris loishe seiseres es yisoides ha-Torah. In other words, the maral specifically uses this term of where students of Moshe Rabbeinu, as opposed to when he's talking about the philosophers and those who put all their strength and koyach into their intellect. We stand, we survive because of the mitzvahs of Torah Hashem and the mitzvahs. V'hekir asher haviyim lozeh shehayarachuk mihem shehamaisa hagashmi hatzlachas hanefesh hanivdol. The Maral says, what brought these people to have such a crazy attitude and mindset? Right, you're quoting the Kuzari that this has happened, there's nothing new to the world. And that was the conversation happened back then. And then I'm sure you're thinking about, well, you know, this ridiculous scientist, you know, that's what he's thinking over here also. It's my intellect that, you know, we all know these stories. We all know personal encounters we had with people also. Where does the mistake come from? The Heikir Asher Heviim Lezeh. What brought this fallacy to them? Shaya Rochok Mihem Shiyeh HaMayisah HaGash MiHatzlachas HaNefesh HaNivdol. That a physical action here in this physical world can connect to something spiritual? You take a USB that you put into your phone and try to plug that in to a three-prong outlet. It's not going to work. No matter how much you stoop and you push it in there, it's not going to connect. It's not connectable. L'kach ozvu es ha-maise ha-odom es ha-maise ha-odom v'nishanu al-aseich. Because of this difficulty, this is Maral's explanation for their mistake, they left the actions, the mitzvahs. Actions mean the mitzvahs. And they rely on, nishanu is that they rely on, their seichel. I'm tempted to share with you this thing that's also in my head as well, where you have people saying many times, unfortunately, just be a good person. Just be a good person. And not only that, then they turn to other people, other Yidden, other Jews, who are learning and doing mitzvahs, but you know what? They're also doing some things wrong. And when they do things wrong, they say, oh, you see? So what good is it they're learning that they do? Now, is that an excuse? No. Every person, whether you're learning or not learning, you have to do the right thing. Especially if you're learning Torah, you have to make sure not to do things incorrectly, publicly especially, that can bring out to a Chilul Hashem. But that's not an excuse for other people. That doesn't work. That's not an excuse. V'hinei, paragraph here discusses now the tachlis ha'atzlacha is the dvekus b'Hashem. How do you measure success? It's a good question. How do you measure success? Is measure success because how many pages of Gemara you turn? How about if you measure success, how well you do on a test? I once handed somebody a test on an airplane on all of Shas. I was proctoring officially. Proctoring on a Shas test up in the air, in the sky. I guess you're closer to Shemaim that way, you know, it gets better. So how do you measure success? Says it's not so far from a person to be able to acquire the success, the spiritual success, which is why we're brought into this world. How so? Al yedei hamaisim hatayvim, through the good actions, good deeds. And the first example he gives, kimoi hatfilo v'habakosha. The first example, and he says, what does it mean, ma'isem ha'toivim? It's hatfilo v'habakosha. Davening. That's called a ma'isem ha'toivim. Next, ulirachim al habriyos bitzdaka. And to have compassion on Hashem's creations bitzdaka, by giving tzedakah. It's interesting. I saw before I came here. I was preparing, working on my Tillim Shir. So we're up to Chaf Hei, as we know, number 25, Berg Chaf Hei. And I think it was in one of the Summer of the Gra. I saw brought down. He says, you know what Ashirim need? Wealthy people. You know what they need? This is what the Gra brings down. Ashirim need Aniyim. This is what the group brings down. Ashirim need aniyim so they can help them and give them tzedakah. That's why Hashem gave them that wealth. And that's what he says here. How do you acquire that tzedakah? How do you acquire the dveikus? How do you acquire a closeness, a relationship with Hashem? By doing the ma'isa hamitzvahs. With a connection to Hashem. Because Hashem said to do the mitzvah. Hashem is the mitzave, is the commander. The mitzvah is what was commanded to do, and we are the ones who are commanded to do the mitzvah. We are mitzvah. And we have, as the Shulchan Aruch tells us, in Simen Samech, Siv Dalid, Kavano when you do mitzvah deraisa, because you're supposed to have kavano, you have to have kavano when you do mitzvah deraisa. We now plug ourselves in when we connect ourselves to Hashem. Some siddurim have before you daven, it says, fulfill, accept upon yourself the mitzvah v'ahavta l'recha kamoicha. Some siddurim says this. Now think for a second. The davening we daven in the Shemoneh Esrei is all plural. Hashiveinu avinu l'soyresecha v'karveinu malkeinu lavad, all plural, lavad esecha. Slach lanu, not slach li, slach lanu avinu. Right, it's all plural. We're davening for all of Klai Yisrael here. So you start a tefillah, you start a davening, the shachris in the morning. And you remind yourself, I'm a Kabbal v'hafter echa kamaycha. You know, we said this in the past. You mentioned the Kuzari earlier. We quoted this Kuzari now. I'm about to tell you now. The Kuzari says the most difficult nisayin a person has throughout his whole entire day is to have kavana in all Shemoneh Esrei. Mitchila v'atzayf. I don't think, and there'd be too many people disagree with that. That you have kavana in every single bracha, 19 brachas from Esther. Now, it's Erev Shabbos here now. So you know what? Shabbos, you only have 7 brachas. Let's try to have kavanah of all the 7 brachas. What helps a person have kavanah? When he realizes what he's doing is real. What is the difficulty of davening with kavana? Well, you're saying words. You don't see Hashem in front of you. There's no physical. We have now that difficulty between we are a physical being and Hashem is called kula ruchni, is all spiritual. So we have that disconnect. So there are physical ways for us to incorporate in the tefillah avenues to focus that Hashem is literally in front of us. And we've been learning Hilchos Tefillah, we're not getting into all that right now. But when you have a v'ahavta recha kamaycha, you put that focus in the proper mindset. I'm standing right in front of Hashem. I love every single yid. So now when my davening is focused, Rifa'enu Hashem v'neirofei, Hashem, please heal us. Borech aleinu es hashona hazois. We're davening for parnasa for everyone. The last is din of mishpat lehoi v'samisoi v'shloi lavoid elohim acherim v'shloi levarich es Hashem. He's giving all different examples. V'shloi ligzov lachmoi v'lishpach dam. Sounds like a Sarah Sadibris here. Don't steal. Don't kill. V'shloi likach shoychad u'legailois arayis u'kiyotze behem. These are mitzvahs ma'asiyos. So it's interesting because if you first look at this this list, Rabbi Harbin points out, he says first he started off with the mitzvah sichlius, tefillin bakasha, v'shaloi lavoid elohim acherim. You shouldn't serve any foreign gods. That's also in your mind, right? Like we just spoke about tefillah, it's in your mind. V'shaloi levarich es Hashem. Levarich Hashem is a euphemistic way of saying not to curse Hashem. We don't want to use those words. V'chein b'mitzvahs shebein adam l'chaveiroi. So too when it comes to mitzvahs between man and man, his friend. U'lerachim ala b'riyos b'tztaka. V'le'ov v'samisoi. To love the other person. V'sheloi ligzol l'achmois l'shmech dam. And not to steal and kill. V'yivayar keitzar mitzvahs elu achein me'viyos es ha'adam el ha'nitzchius. And the Maral will explain how these mitzvahs, not just the sichlius, not just the intellectual ones of tefillah, if you will, and not to mentally worship other gods, but the physical ones of giving tzedaka, how does that bring me to nitzchius? V'loy lilmoid, v'loy lamed al sichlius b'vad, el lamed al shar mitzvahs gamkin shekulun yechilus l'havias ha'odom l'nitzchius. As the Maral will further explain, that all mitzvahs will bring a person to nitzchias, bein adam l'chaveroi and bein adam l'malkoin. Not just bein adam l'chaveroi, but the mitzvah sichlius as well as the physical mitzvahs. Sha'a mitzvah shi la'avoy Hashem yizbarach ketfilu bakasha v'yisrachek milavar elohei nechar. Because the mitzvahs to serve Hashem, like davening, as tefillah is called avodah shebalev, and to distance ourselves from serving foreign gods. Now, by the way, if you put the two together, they're really the opposites. When the person is davening to Hashem, he's saying, Kadosh Baruch Hu, you're the one and only address, excluding all everything else. That's really, if you think about what tefillah is, it's the opposite of worshiping gods. It's the opposite of that. Elokei Avraham, Elokei Yitzchak, Elokei Yaakov. You, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, are the Borei Olam. There's no one else. It's the two opposites. Kulon techun lenevesh lezachech oyso letar oyso. All of the mitzvahs are to elevate the person from the pchisus hachomer, from the low physical world that we live in, meaning that it's a physical world, as opposed to the neshama lekimimal. Elokai neshama shnesata bi tohirihi. Ato Varosa, Ato Yitzarato, Ato Nefachtabi, Ato Mishamru Bekirbi, you guard it inside of me. I'm holding myself back once again. There's a lot of things I hold myself back from saying everything, different topics here. But I'm going to give it, I'm going to share with you now anyway. It's a little preview for those who are also on the Tehillim share, so you might hear it there again. But by the Tehillim that we're learning, Perek Chafei, I believe it ties in very nicely over here. David HaMelech says, Le David Elecha Hashem Nafshi Esso. Nafshi Esso, I saw from Rabbi Gamliel, Rabbi Novish, Shlita. I think he's bringing this from Arizal. The Nefesh is referred to the lowest level of the Neshama. I think you asked me a little about this. The Nefesh refers to the lowest level of the Neshama. What's David Melech saying? Le David Elecha Hashem Nafshi Esso. I am here in this world to elevate my nefesh and bring it to the highest level than I can by serving you, Hashem. You see that? Elecha Hashem nafshi esa. Because the medrash over there continues by David Melech, which we'll wait for the Tehillim share, that David says, I want to give you a gift. What gift could you give Hashem? You can't give Hashem anything. Ah, nafshi esa. I will elevate my nefesh by the Torah mitzvahs. That's what you could give Hashem. Yeah, that's a very good point, because when you make, as you said, Asher kidishonu b'mitzvayisav v'tzivanu, you make a bracha, Asher kidishonu b'mitzvayisav, Hashem was mekadosh us, and he sanctified us, excuse me, and he elevated us with his mitzvahs, v'tzivanu b'mitzvayisav, his mitzvahs. That's a very important point. It's his mitzvahs. It's his, excuse the expression, ball game. And that being the case, he makes the rules. You know, my oldest daughter, who was already married now, as you know, when I would play games with her, she was a little child, she would change the rules in the middle of the game. She would change the rules. I'm like, well, you can't do that. She was like a, you know, like a sore loser player, you know? like if she was losing, all of a sudden the rules change. You can't do that. The rules are, well, I'm talking about 3 years old here. I'm talking, you know? Okay. You have to play by the rules. It's b'mitzvoisov. Asher kidishonu b'mitzvoisov. It's Hashem's rules. And Hashem says, I give you that physical being that you are because you have that nefesh in there to elevate it to the neshama and continue growing and come closer to Hashem and build that relationship. Don't just learn a black gemara and enjoy the intellectual gymnastics of it, which, let me tell you, it's very enjoyable. It's very enjoyable. Learning is enjoyable. So you'll say, I can't stand learning. Okay, we can have a conversation about it. You have to learn, by the way, you have to learn anyway, even if it's not enjoyable. But the problem is, many times you have a situation where a person will be learning and he's not building that connection to Hashem. You know, I heard a story just this past Shavuos, a few days ago, that the Chavetz Chaim, in the introduction to his Sefer, before his introduction, he has approbations, he has haskamas. And the person was saying over, he didn't remember which haskama was, but it wasn't necessarily one of the greatest gedolim of the generation. It was a Talmud Chacham. Why did the Chavetz Chaim go to him and ask him for haskama, for an approbation? Because he heard how this man was learning. And when he was learning by himself, he said, Hashem says to do the mitzvah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says this. Hashem says that. So somebody who has that relationship with the Kadosh Baruch Hu, that's, I want us coming from him for my sefer. And that's what the Maral here is talking about. How do you build this devekus? How do you build this relationship with the Kadosh Baruch Hu? V'tzarich lo'ashif ha'nefesh b'payil. What is that slacha? How do you measure that slacha? By taking the nefesh that Hashem put inside of us, and we just explained, nafshi esa, the nefesh is the lower level of the neshama, as was said over the animal soul, if you will. And by doing the mitzvahs properly, we elevate ourselves. We come closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You know, you're not going to see that thermometer going up, that bar going up, you know. You're not going to see it with your eyes. But there are times you could feel it. Part of that feeling comes from Siyata Dishmaya. Sometimes when a person sees the Siyata Dishmaya, he sees the Kosh Baruch Hu is mamish guiding him, guiding hand. And I want to tell somebody else, if you don't see it, if you don't feel it, the Maharal is telling us it's happening. But we have to elevate our yiras shemayim and know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Hashem royi lo yachsar. Hashem is my shepherd. Hashem is shivtecho mishantecho, as David HaMelech told us. It's not different topics here. It's not, okay, it's a tilm share, so we can't just talk about it with Maharal share. No, it's all one Torah. Kemo shemayim shemayid. That when a person does the mitzvahs, that through the mitzvahs, the person comes close to Hashem. He explains like this. There's a need, there's a tzarech, that the nefesh should come back to Hashem, kasher he kvar yotza el apoyel, when this action is done. Loi kasher he adayin rak b'koyach. Not just in the thought. You know, I had a conversation with somebody recently, and he's telling me how many times people would ask how his relative is doing. He had a relative that wasn't well. Very close relative. He says, you know what people forgot about? They forgot to ask me how I'm doing. It's not enough to ask how that person's doing. The person was not well. But sometimes you have to ask how the caregiver, the person who's taking care of them, also is doing. And it's not enough to want to ask, to have the idea. That's a good start. You have to want to. But we have to do with poil, action. As we say, actions speak louder than words. Nefesh.
Because nefesh is in the body.
Very good.
And what do you do with the body? You do actions in the body.
Excellent.
The next level is ruach. Ruach, they say, resides in your breath. Like in your lungs and your breath. And that's a
higher.
And then the neshama, they say, resides in the brain.
Excellent. I'm just going to repeat that because I'm not sure if everybody heard that on the recorder from the distance we are in. So as is being said over here, that this is perhaps the reason why the Maharal is using specifically the word nefesh over here, because the nefesh is in the body, it's in the blood, it's in the actions that the person comes to do. The next level above that is the ruach, which is in the breath of the person. And then you have above that, you have the neshama, which is the seichel of the person. Right?
And I think the ruach is the place where
Okay, so let's finish this paragraph here. He says, Shezeu tachlis hatzlacha. When a person is using that nefesh that is inside of his guf to do the mitzvahs, that's where he gets his hatzlacha. He gets his dveikus by Hashem. As a pasuk, he brings a pasuk in Shmuel Aleph Perek Chafei pasuk Chafei. That's a very famous pasuk. Vehayisa nefesh adoini tsrura b'tsrur hachayim as Hashem lekecho. And he explains here in the bottom. Harei shanitzchius. Nitzchius means the everlasting netzach netzachim. Tsrura b'tsrur hachayim. Noivas midvekes b'Hashem. Where does this connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, where does this come from? Ne'ivas, it comes midvekus ba'Hashem, es Hashem lekecho, and he brings from in Jewish Alatayra, nishma so adam hachatzuva mitachas kisya kovet. The neshama of a person is taken from the Kisei HaKavod, underneath the Kisei HaKavod. As Gemara Chagiga, Yud Beis and Beis tells us that that's where the Neshamas are from. The Kisei HaKavod Umelech Kel Rom V'Nisa Shoichein Aleihem. And the Kisei HaKavod, Hashem's throne, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is resting above that. Harei ki ha-Neshamos Hayim Ba'arvus Tachas Kisei HaKavod. And that's what it means over here in the pasuk, Nefesh Tzadik V'Hoyisa Nefesh Adoini, the soul of my master, Tzruro B'Tzror HaChayim Es Hashem Laikecho. And that the soul of the living is under the throne of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When the person leaves this world, his neshama is in the, by the throne of the Kisei HaKavod. The opposite of this, Hatzlacha is loss. We said earlier by the Mishnah Rurah here, it seemed like it was already a different day. But when a person is distancing himself from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem is the source of life. Hashem is the source of life. So it's like a person holding his breath when he's not going to be around anymore because he can't breathe anymore. A person's connecting himself to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The life source are the mitzvahs. When the person has a chance to do a mitzvah, zrizim magdimin lemitzvahs, we say. It's a person who has a seichel in the right direction. He has a mitzvah opportunity. He's zoris. He grabs the opportunity. There's a chance to go make a minion. There's a chance to do tztaka, to get tztaka. You know, they have these, a lot of these campaigns going on. I'm telling you, every single organization, all the time. We should view them as opportunities, whatever we're connected to give mitzvahs, to do mitzvahs. Connect to them. Not like, oh, another one. If it's a mitzvah, so why should we feel bad about it? We should look at it as life, as chayim. It's a kesher to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's the dveikus Hashem. You made that donation, you did the ratzon Hashem. We actually are having a Mishnathon, by the way. That was an awesome, nice plug. Those like to participate, do it for yourselves. Give yourself the schusim. But let's finish the paragraph right now. The opposite of connecting to Hashem is the avdoin, who akriso va'pirud mimen yizbarach. That is that separation from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That is not giving the tztaka when a person can give the tztaka. That's not putting on the tefillin. That's not davening. That's severing the relationship to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Rahman al-Aslan. Just like we have a microphone connected to this recorder over here. If you cut the wire, the microphone is worthless. It's not going to be connected anymore. The wire that connects us to Hashem is an invisible wire. It's called Torah Mitzvahs. As the Pasuk says, Hikores, Upershu Chachamim, Tikores Boilam Abba. The person will be cut off in Oilam Haba. The person will be cut off, Rachmanu Litzlan, in the world to come. That's the worst punishment. Nimso Haschar Hu Adibuk Bo Yisbarach, Voinish Hu Achriso, Achriso Vapirud Mimenu. The reward is clinging to Hashem, is Oilam Haba. That's the reward. How do you get it? Not like the philosophers, but you do get it here in this world. Oilam Hazeh is the prize door. Hayoyim la'asoysam. Today do the mitzvahs. V'machal l'kavus charam. And then over there in Oilam Haba, that's where you get the reward. But the nisayon is because we don't see our world like that. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the Yetzirah to give us that nisayon. Sometimes we see those who are not doing anything connected to Yiddishkeit. And the fact they're doing what could be anything wrong, everything wrong. And it looks like they're having all the hatzlach in the world. So what's going on over here? And the reason for that is very simple. Because if everybody who would be doing all the mitzvahs and putting on tefillin, and then they go buy a lottery ticket and they come back with $400 million. Where's the Nisayan anymore? Where's the Nisayan? Where's the challenge? Where's the test? Let's remind ourselves, v'tzorich lohoshiv ha-nefesh b'poyol, v'lasis oiso ruchnis adei zichuch ha-nefesh, v'lidabek bo yizborach adei ha-avoyde elov, shezehu tachlis ha-tzlacha. This is the ha-tzlacha. The ha-tzlacha comes. The ha-tzlacha comes through the Torah and mitzvahs, b'poyol. In action.